As we all know, Germany won the World Cup final last night. They beat Argentina 1-0, and what a goal. It was absolutely fantastic. Brenda.
Yeah, well, of course, most of the world stopped for a little while yesterday to look at the greatest show on earth. And I was very lucky to watch it, Derek, with two fans, one from Germany and one from Argentina. But the interesting thing was, these two people, they're actually really good friends. And they've been great friends throughout the World Cup. Like, Jasmine is from Germany and Diego's from Argentina. And they've both gone and they've looked at each other's matches and cheered the other teams on. And now it came to the final. And they were there going to share this journey together. But yet at the same time, they're both huge football fans and they're both very proud of their country. And they both want their team to be the ultimate victors. But they passionately care about the other person.
Of course.
Of course.
Why not?
Yeah, so I went to D2 in Harcourt Street in Dublin, and there's the Real Events are a company, and they ran this thing where they had all the World Cup matches on over the last couple of months. There were 1,600 people there last night from all nationalities with all kinds of shirts, from hurling jerseys to Brazil jerseys, of course, to German and Argentinian, and a fantastic atmosphere, and it's very loud. So we're going to hear the guys and their journey, their little ups and downs, their moments through the match. But bear in mind, we are looking at a big screen with hundreds and hundreds of people around, and it is a bit hectic. So I hope you feel the atmosphere. I hope you feel their friendship and enjoy the experience of how Jasmine from Hamburg in Germany and Diego from Argentina experienced the World Cup last night. Put your flags up in the sky, It's about 15 minutes before kickoff, and everybody is sporting their jerseys here. We have two German fans. Hi, girls. What's your names?
Hi, my name is Jasmine, and that's my sister, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, Kim. Okay, you have your German colours on. Describe your look for me this evening.
Well, I have the brand new shirt, just brought it from Germany. A lovely scarf that I've been wearing for all the last matches, and a whistle. And, of course, my face paint.
And Jasmine, tell me a little bit about you. What part of Germany are you from?
I'm from Hamburg in Germany, from the north.
And your sister is here with you?
Yeah, she's just visiting me right now, so we're lucky to see the final together here.
How come you're in Ireland?
I graduated last year in November, and I wanted to do something before I start teaching in Germany. So I decided to spend 7 months here, and I'm working as a nanny.
You've travelled around, you've looked at the matches, you must be so proud of your team.
Yeah, I am. Really proud. A bit sad for the Brazilians after the last one, but hey, the best wins.
So how passionate a German football supporter are you?
Really passionate. I've seen like all the matches. I really want to win this time because I've seen many like finals, Germany ending second or Germany ending third, so it's really time now.
And Jasmine, the really nice thing is you're watching the match with your Argentinian friend Diego. Hello, Diego.
Hi there.
Diego, how are you right now?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Tell me a little bit about you. Where are you from in Argentina?
I'm from Buenos Aires, the capital. Yeah, so I've been in Dublin for the last 4 months.
And what are you working at here?
I work as a software developer, like everybody else.
You've got a little American twang there as well in your English accent.
Yeah, but I spent some time in Canada, so that's where I learned English. So yeah, that's where it comes from.
Now you have the Argentinian jersey on. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm excited. I think we're going to win this one.
What would it mean to you?
It would mean everything, because to win in Brazil specifically, that would be a once-in-a-lifetime chance. They're our rivals, our biggest enemy. So to win at their home, having financed the whole World Cup just for us to take the trophy would be the best thing on earth.
So, Diego, if you were there in Brazil right now, what would you be singing on the terraces with your Argentinian supporters?
So what everybody's singing there now is a song that's dedicated to Brazilians. So it goes, Brasil, decime que se siente, nunca lo vamos a olvidar.
And what does that mean, Diego?
It means that we'll never forget the time we beat Brazil in Italy 90. that was the last time we played against them, and we beat them. So the song just talks about how Diego Maradona beat them in that match.
So that's your song in the terraces. Yeah. What about you, Jasmine? What would you and Kim be singing if you were there?
Well, I think there are several songs, but I guess the most popular one is right now. Deutschland, 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 Deutschland. So, yeah, very simple, but you can hear it always, even on TV.
So, Diego, we're going to go in. We're going to look at the match right now. Who's going to win? What's the score?
I think it's Messi is going to score 2 goals.
I think Messi's not going to do anything, and we're going to score a lot. So Germany 3-1.
It's getting very noisy here, but one final question, Jasmine. You and Diego are friends since you came to Ireland. Will you be friends after the match? Have you discussed this?
We will definitely be, but I guess the winner pays the next Guinness.
For sure. We've been supporting each other's team until the final, so yeah, that our friendship's not going to change. Vamos, Argentina!
Auf geht's, Deutschland!
Diego, teams are about to come out on the pitch. We can see them in the tunnel. What are you saying?
When Messi throws up, it's a good sign, because he always has a good game when he throws up before.
Did he get sick?
Yeah, he always gets sick.
And you know he's got sick.
Like Diego.
Ale Burga!
The match has just kicked off. Shake hands, guys, and the best of luck.
All right, we're shaking hands.
Good luck. Buenas tardes, you.
Good luck, Deutschland.
Jasmine, we're 26 minutes into the match. You've gone really quiet.
I know, everybody's really tense here, so am I. I can't really sit. I don't know what other people can do right now. Chances on each side, so I hope someone scores soon, and I hope it's Germany. I'm so tense.
Looks like we don't know the offside rule either. I thought it was a goal. It happens. It happened last match. We had the same situation. It's normal.
I mean, it wasn't a goal at all, so I'm glad. Otherwise, it would be unfair if someone scores and it's not. So it has to be fair.
Yeah. I'm emotionally exhausted after that first half. Jasmine, what are you like?
Well, I'm close to having a heart attack, and my mom just texted me heart attack as well, so I think we're all about the same no matter where we are watching this match.
Diego, you were up and down, off the seat, on the seat. Yeah. It's tough to watch.
This is nerve-wracking. I mean, it's a good game. If it wasn't a final, I would be enjoying it more, but when it's the final, you just want to win no matter what. It's a really good game. It's very open. Both teams are having chances. So it could go for anybody.
I think we all need to retreat for a little while. What do you think? We'll get ready for the second half.
Yeah, for sure. Go Argentina.
Los geht's Deutschland.
Second half is underway, and you've already had a couple of chances, Argentina.
Yeah, we had a really good one. It was offside, and now it looks like we're determined to attack. Kun Agüero just came in. Messi just missed, but they're on. I mean, they're having a lot of chances, so we only need one to go in.
What an amazing shot of Christ the Redeemer, Diego.
Yeah, I think it's a sign, because the Pope is Argentinian, so I think that the fact that they're showing the sun behind the Christ the Redeemer statue, that's a sign that we're going to win.
I don't think so, because we still have at least half a Pope. He's retired, but hey.
The whistle is blown for extra time. Oh my God, Diego, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I don't think I can stand another 30 minutes of this.
No.
It's too much suffering.
We were just saying before the match, whatever happens, please no extra time and please no penalties. Like, I don't think we'll survive that here. My last memory of an extra time was losing against Spain, so I hope that's not going to happen, because I can still see myself crying.
We get set up again. Extra time. Oh my goodness, here we go.
Verlängerung. Oh my God.
Otro tiempo extra, no.
Oh my God. I'm so happy that he scored and he just came in. So, oh my God, crazy.
Oh, Diego, can you talk?
Yeah.
Germany.
Very disappointing, but we still have a chance. We can tie this game and go to penalties.
No, right now I'm happy. We deserve it. So. We
Jasmine and Diego outside, away from the noise for a minute, just to take stock.
Jasmine, congratulations. But to Diego, you really have the most lovely smile on your face, and you don't seem sad that Argentina have lost.
Yeah, no. I don't think you can see it on the players. They were a bit disappointed, but nowhere near sad. I think the whole nation's proud of this team. We didn't expect to make it this far. I think it was a great tournament. We've seen some great games. We only lost the one game.
But it was the final.
Yeah. So I guess if you're going to lose one game, and it better be the last one, so you play all the tournament till the end.
For you, Jasmine, it's just pure joy. The night has begun, am I correct?
It is. I'm a little bit sad, to be honest, that I'm not in Germany right now, because we always get really far and then the big party kind of ends. Yes. So now the big party is going on there, and we don't have too many Germans here, so... But I hope, like, I'll have some Argentinian support over here and a lot of other friends. So I think it will be a great night anyway.
Well, Jasmine, Diego, it has been just brilliant watching the World Cup final with both of you. And it's great to see you started out as friends and you're finishing as friends. Is that right, Jasmine?
For sure. He will get a beer now, so he can celebrate with me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I would like to congratulate my friend here for winning the championship. It's well deserved. Yeah, it was a great tournament. I think this even made our friendship stronger, because we watched all the matches and we really had a good time throughout the, and we got to enjoy it till the very end. So,
Jasmine, I know you're dying to go, because Germany are about to hold that trophy in their hand. Diego and Jasmine, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go Deutschland.
Well, it's all over for another 4 years. The next time I suppose we find ourselves back in Brazil will be for the Olympic Games. Isn't Rio the host city for the Olympic Games in 2016? I'm nearly sure they are. So that's the next time we'll be back there. But at any rate, a fantastic tournament. I can't believe it was on for nearly 6 weeks.
I know. When you think of, like, I was actually thinking back to when England played Italy. It feels like a lifetime ago. But now we've got 4 years. I wonder, will Ireland be there? Let's hope. Can you imagine?
Well, it'd be great to see them there.
Even if...
If we get to the European Championships, that'll be enough. That'll be a start.
It'll be a start.
Yeah, and I'm sure the bookies did very well. I didn't win a single cent.
Not a penny.
Not a cent. Nada.
My heart bleeds for you.
Mine is still bleeding. Anyway, you can email Mooney at rte.ie or text 51551.